Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We continue with Maral, Tiferes Yisrael, Shir number 18 in Perik Vav. What I like to do is begin with a little introduction before we start with reading the words inside as to what Perik Vav is discussing. The Maral is going to focus here on what is the reason for the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. So I asked this question to a few people. And correctly they said, well, you do the mitzvahs, you get to Olam Haba, Gan Eden. Okay, that's all correct. Is the reason for the mitzvahs so that we should be merachim, we should be merciful, perhaps? Do we know the reasons for the mitzvahs? The Maral is going to bring the Rambam, is going to bring the Ramban, is going to disagree with the Rambam vehemently in Mayor Nevuchim. And I want to ask you a question before we begin. There's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. You go, shoo away the mother bird, you take the egg, fine. So it sounds like the reason why I had to shoo away the mother bird is so the mother bird shouldn't see the pain of the egg being taken in front of her. So it sounds like what? There should be rachmanus for the bird. As we'll see, the Maral, and he's going to bring up basically a Gemara that discusses this in two places. There's a Mishnah in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and there's a Mishnah, excuse me, Chaf Hei Amid Beis, as well as Megillah Lamed Gimel. I think I'm not mixing it up. That talks about how Meshaskinoi, so we tell the person, if that's what you're saying, the reason is that Hashem is Merachim on the bird, we tell the person to be quiet. That's not Pshat. We have to understand, so what's Pshat? Oysoi ve'ez benoi. What's Oysoi ve'ez benoi? There's a mitzvah not to shech the animal and its child, its a calf, on the same day. So the Maral will say, if you can tell me it's the cause of Rachmanis for the animal, let's understand something. So, 6 o'clock in the morning, sunrise, let's say, is 5:30. You can't shech that animal when on the same day at 6 p.m., for example, the sun is going to set at 6, so at 5:30 p.m., you can't shech that animal because earlier, 6 a.m., you shechted the mother. Or the, right? Okay. Oh, you say the husband. Yeah? You can't do that. As the Maral, one second. If Shkia is at 6 o'clock, or say, let's just focus on Shkia. Sun sets at 6 o'clock. So at 5:55, you shecht one animal, and then you shecht the sun at, is Yehuda, right? At 6:05, right? 6:01. A few minutes later. So says the Maral, you can tell me that's the reason? Because you understand what's going on over here? The Maral is going to say, first of all, do we understand the physical creation down here that every human has to have exactly the amount of bones and tendons and ligaments and arteries? And you could probably take over. I mean, you can't take over from me and adding all the other things. You don't have to. It's all right.
Teeth,
right? Okay, so we can't understand everything that's down here. We can't understand a blade of grass, says the Maral. Maral says this. You can understand the reasons going on over here? This is what we're discussing here tonight. We're going to start this topic tonight, and we'll see how far we get. Let's begin. Page Tzadi Ches, for those who are following inside, with Rabbi Hartman Sefer. Yesh minei adam, v'hem anshei chikrei lev, ha'olchim bedarchi hafilosofim. The philosophers, says the Maral, chikrim midaitam v'sichlom al kol hadvarim. They take things and they think they understand what they're delving into. Tamua beinehem, it's difficult in their eyes. Tamua beinehem oid, beinin hamitzus hamaisius. They don't understand the mitzvah hamaisius. They have a very difficult time relating to the mitzvahs. She yizkeh ha'od matzloch nitzchiz va'ilam ha'nivdol, al dey ha'mitzvah shehi gashmis. What's bothering them? How is it possible that a person can do a physical mitzvah down here in the physical world, and through that merit a spiritual reward? So let's give an example. Person takes a lulav, he shakes a lulav on Sukkot now. Okay, now this is almost Pesach here, right? On Sukkot he takes a lulav, it's a mitzvah lakachtem lachem bayom harishon. He shakes it, picks it up, does the mitzvah dalaminin. So that's bothering them is how can that connect to a reward in the spiritual sense? Va'amru, and they say, ki ma yoyo ma'ise gashmi, ha'gashmi, how is it going to help a physical action? El ha'nefesh liknois, al'idei ze shetichye netzach bo'ilam ha'nivdo. How will it help a person to do a physical mitzvah down here, which will enable him to acquire netzach nesachim, everlasting life, in the next world? In the place where there's no ma'ise gashmi. As the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yed Zayin tells us, what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba, I'm just reading number 4 in the bottom. Olam Haba, ein bay lo yachilo, there's no eating, lo yishtiyo, and there's no drinking, lo yipir v'irivyo, elet tzadikim yoyishvin, v'at reiseyin v'rasheyim, tzadikim are sitting, and their crowns are on their head, v'nenim meziv hashchino, and they are enjoying, they're basking in the light. If you're waiting for me to explain to you exactly what that is, don't wait any longer, because I have no idea what that is. It's impossible for anyone to know what that is. It's impossible for any of us to know what that is. But we know it's not Olam Hazeh. That's the Gemara Brachas Daf Yed Zayin, that we do know. So this is what's bothering them. How can you make a bracha? How can you do a ma'isa mitzvah here in the physical, and that could connect to Olam Haba? Back in Taf Yosi Mizeh Heim Matmim, even more so, they are bewildered. Ki ilu haya mitzvahs kulam techunas toivayz v'nevesh adam. Ki my mitzvahs stock of mitzvahs loy sisna sechicha vilvavech loy sama adam reyach. Ki yoyitz behem in amido yisat toivayz. If you want to say that the mitzvahs are mitzvahs type like we just spoke about, that there's a ani, a poor person, so you give him stock. There's a situation you should not hate your friend. Don't hate your friend in your heart. Don't stand by on your brother's blood. Someone needs help, help him out. Midos is synonymous to mitzvahs. We'll see Rashi brings that lashon down. You could say that a person is possible that when he does mitzvah tzedakah, loving his fellow Jew, etc., etc., you can say that he is building techunos toivos, good character traits, and he's distancing himself misrachek min hara, from the evil. V'nemar ki Hashem yisbarach noisin schar toiv l'misha nimtzo boi hatoiv. What comes out is that they will say that Hashem gives reward for those who do good and punishes those who do bad. Now, what bothers them? The next few words. Ava mitzvah shatnis ukalai zeroyim umitzvah shchita minat savar v'loy min ha'irif. So the mitzvah of shatnis will wool in together. Or planting different types of crops too close to each other. Now listen to this. So what's the reason for shchita by the neck? Tzavar is the neck. Oyrif is the nape. Nape is the back of the neck. But in the mikdosh, in the base of mikdosh, melika is min ha'oyrif, v'loy min ha'tzavar, as the Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Tesamayis tells us. What does that mean? So the kohen takes his thumbnail and it sounds something for, I mean, we started Parshas Hikra today, but it sounds something that we can't relate to because we don't have karbonis today, and it's just something that we just don't relate to well. But he would take his thumbnail and he would shech the bird by the nape, by the oirif. Where? In the base of English. So the difficulty is, if by the oirif is a ra, is an evil act, Why is shchita aser b'mikdash by the tzavar? Even that tzavar hutayv, and if the tzavar is good, if it's right, because when you shecht an animal out of the base of mikdash, where do you shecht the animal? By the neck. Im kein lova b'mikdash nimtza hafaycha. So why in the base of mikdash is the opposite? V'neihem chosru drachim harbe losi sibu b'tam kifi daitam. Next page. And what do? They work on trying to understand with their intellect the pshat of what's going on. Asher hu rachuk, says the Maral, asher hu rachuk midarchi ha-toyro u-midarchi ha-chachomim. Their approach, these, as he calls, philosophers, is far off from the truth. Those who know the Torah, they understand the secrets. We're going to have soon, less than a couple of weeks, we'll have Tzofin, right? Matzpune is Tzofin, is hidden, the hidden secrets of the Chochmah and the Emes. Now, I want to elaborate on this point, of course, with the assistance of Rabbi Hartman, with Oysias 6, 7, and 8. And it's extremely important what we're going to focus on right now. And there's unfortunately a mistake that exists in the world that people don't understand the following two points that we're going to focus on from the Maral here in other places. I'm going to say something that might sound very strong, but I believe it's emes. People in our generation, or in previous generations, who look at the Chachmei HaMishnah and Gemara as equals to them, and therefore they take what they want to take, they pick and choose, I would say that a person like this is not a complete maimon in Torah min haShamayim. And unfortunately, I'm familiar with such approaches and attitudes. And therefore, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, and then someone will say his opinion in the matter, meaning that he feels as equal as the Tanoim and Amoraim to weigh in on the argument. Now, we're here to understand what they're saying to the greatest degree. But there's something we have to understand. Chachmei HaShas, and as we're going to see in a minute, are Kedoshei Elyoin. They're not just regular people. It says by Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, it's not Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. It says about him, that he was kemalach Hashem Tzavakos. He was like a malach, like an angel. You want to argue on an angel? I don't want to argue on an angel. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. We have to appreciate and approach Chachmei HaMishnah, Chachmei HaGemara, with that attitude. And if we don't, we're going to fall into the category of these philosophers who they feel they can understand and delve into the Torah's MS and properly understand the reasoning behind it. So before we take a question, let's take a look at what we're saying over here first. Okay? So take a look, please, at number 7 and then number 8. Good talent, Doc. So he says like this, we mentioned Asher hu rachuk midarchi ha-toyer midarchi ha-chachamim. Okay, so number 7 over here. Ki ein seichel ha-anushi yochul lahasig es ha-seichel ha-luki shebetoyer. So step number 1, we all have to understand seichel anushi, our human intellect, cannot begin to fathom Seichel Elokei Sheba Torah. This is so fundamental in Yiddishkeit. Okefi Shekosov Beber HaGoylo, this is Maral Sefer Beber HaGoylo and Beber Chamishi, HaFiloisefim Loi Ro'u V'Hebitu Rak HaTeva. So the philosophers, if you want to call them the scientists, and anybody who is a philosopher major or a scientist should not take offense to this. We're not talking about you, saying on the recording or in person. And the chokhmah of Chazal HaKdoshim there's no comparison to the chachmei ha'umois. Ki chachmei ha'umois af ki hoyu chachamim. Even though there was chachma there. And the Medrash says in Eicha, chachma b'goyim tamin. Torah b'goyim al tamin. The goyim don't have Torah. Chachma b'goyim tamin. Goyim have chachma, why not? Nonetheless, hayo chachmasam seichel anushi, but their chachma is limited. Why is it limited? It's only intellectual, what the human mind can comprehend. That's it, it stops there. Aval chachmeinu, says the Maral, but our chachamim, chachmasam chachma pnimis. Sisrei chachma ma sheyedu al pi hakabbalah mirabam. Listen to this. Chachmei ha'emes, our chachamim, they have pnimis chachma. It's not an external chachma, it's pnimis chachma. What they receive from their rebbeim, the rabbam me rabbam, and their rebbeim receive from their rebbeim. Ad hanaviim, v'ad Moshe Rabbeinu lava shalom, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lemandas kol ami haaretz. In order for everyone to understand and to know, ki ein chachma zulas chachmasam. There is no other chachma that can compare to Chochmas HaMishnah, Chochmas HaGemara. Continues the Maral in Ber HaGoyla. V'ilu yodu lo'avim dover zeh al omkoi, ha'yu oimnim ki kol chachmea, avoidis kachovim ma'azolos, l'efis v'soyu, nechshivu, neger hakal shedibreim shel chazal. Of the greatest of the wisdoms of the Chachma of the Ummah Sa'il of the nations of the world, adds up to not even a drop in the bucket of Chachma's Chazal. Now, this is a very famous Sma. Sma is Sefer Mir Seinayim, which is found in the Chayshim Mishpat, which is also the Drishon Aprisha on the Torah. He writes in Chayshim Mishpat, Simin Gimel, Sifkot Nyud Gimel. Piskei ha-balabatim, the psak, the mindset of the balabatim, or piskei ha-loimdim, heim shnei ha-fochim. They're two opposites. What does that mean? I'll tell you what that means with a short little story. Somebody who learns by me, who told me he wants to write a sefer. Well, what's a sefer? What does he want? This is what he told me. What's a sefer he wants to write? He wants to write a halacha sefer. He said, everything I write, he's going to write down. If you do the opposite, you'll do the right thing. Because whenever he thinks of the way you should do something, he finds that it's the opposite. Okay? He's making a joke. He's making a joke about himself. But really, that's the Sma. That's what the Sma says over here. If we don't fill ourselves up with Torah, where does our mindset come from? Where does our attitude, where does our thought process come from? It's the Welt, it's the world. We have to come from somewhere. Our life experiences, our interaction with people. So if we don't fill ourselves with Chochmah Satayra, then we have the opposite of Chochmah Satayra. That's what he's telling us over in the Sma. Continues on the bottom, number 8. And he brings from Ber HaGoyla, Asher amadnu shom al ikrei divrei chachamim v'lehem levadam, to the chachamim alone niglu soidi ha-Torah v'chachma. They were privy to the secrets of the Torah and its wisdom. And that's why when a person approaches a Gemara, it has to be with the awe and with the respect, and when he approaches a Mishnah, and something doesn't make sense to who? To him it doesn't make sense. It has to be with that respect. I am missing something. You know, the place can say, they're true, they're right. We can't say, Rashi doesn't make sense. They bring this down as a halacha. In the place, can they talk about this? You know what you say? I don't understand Rashi. To me, Rashi doesn't make sense. To me, I don't understand what Rashi is saying. But to say Rashi doesn't make sense, you hear the difference? It's not the Rashi makes sense. I'm not understanding Rashi. Well, one is a way we're not supposed to be talking. Imagine Rashi was sitting right here right now. Imagine Maral was sitting right here right now. And I'm not understanding what he's saying. So I'll say, you don't make sense? Well, you throw him out across the world. Of course Maral makes sense. Imagine Rashi HaKadosh was here. Rashi was a Rishon of the greatest Rishonim. You know, there are over 300 Sfarim that were written since Rashi to understand what Rashi is saying. And explain Rashi. Imagine I go back to the Amoraim, the Goinim, the Amoraim. And then you have Tanaim of the Mishnah. And you go back all the way back to the Nevi'im and to Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, we have to realize, and I'm saying something that most people listening to this will say, or maybe everybody will say, oh, this is so obvious. Why are you spending time on this? Let's go on. Let's cover more ground. But unfortunately, not everyone knows this. Not everyone believes this. Not everyone accepts this. And there are people that feel, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a little uncomfortable to say it because of how absurd and ridiculous this person's statement is. But he was not zoiche, and he is not zoiche to relate and comprehend to the emes that we're discussing right now. The person is a student of psychiatry. Okay, he's a psychiatrist by profession, this individual. You don't know, nobody here knows what I'm talking about. And he told me he has 400 years of knowledge. And therefore, he can argue back to those who are 400 years ago as well. Can you? I can't do that. You can do that. I mean, you also learn Rashi, so you're not, right? That's go back 700, 800 years ago. In other words, he was of the position that he is a bar plukta. He is somebody who can argue on those 500 years ago. And his point was, well, you see, they're arguing Gemara all the time. I'm going to tell you, my opinion is as valuable as theirs. What's his mistake? Well, very, very simply, he falls in this category of that which the Maral is saying of the philosophim, the philosophers, who have seichel enushi, human intellect. Very nice, so you're a brilliant person. If you are, if you're not, that's irrelevant. But it's seichel enushi. It doesn't begin to come close to chochmas haTorah. That's what he's missing over here. We were talking about chochmas haTorah. A Mishnah, a Gemara. If a science book falls on the floor, you don't kiss it. If a Gemara has shown falls on the floor, you pick it up, you kiss it. It's Kedusha. Umiyein Mashikosav Ramban, Al HaRamban rather. Now this is the Maral talking on the words of the Ramban, about the Ramban. He says like this, HaRav HaGodol HaRamban Zal HaMekubul Heloki Asher Elov Levad Niglu Ta'alumus Chochma V'Soyde HaTorah. This is the Maral saying about the Ramban that by him alone it was revealed the secrets of the Torah. And I will tell you that the Messiah we have, I use the word Kabbalah, okay? The tradition we have is the Kabbalah of the Ramban. What does that mean? You learn Gemara, Halacha Gemara, and you want to know what the Halacha is. So one of the first places you'd go to is the Rambam. You open the Rambam. You don't move without the Rambam. You can't breathe without the Rambam. Right? You just had your Rosh Hashiva over there. He's a bucky in the Rambam. I once heard a shiur from Rabbi Meiselman. He answered up theories in the Rambam, gave the shiur off his cuff. I'm telling you, it was an unbelievable shiur. Unbelievable shiur. However, when it comes to the Rambam Sefer Maariv Nevuchim, which I just spoke to a friend of mine today, asking which type of volume does he suggest I purchase on the Maariv Nevuchim. But if there's machlokes, let's say the Ramban and the Rambam, in regards to the philosophy angle of it, to use that word, the Hashkafa angle, the Mesoira is the Ramban. The Mesoira is the Ramban. As great as the Rambam is, in this regard, the Mesoira is the Ramban. V'chol ze romzu ha-chachamim ha-amitiyim yoydei matzpuni ha-toyro kiheim ha-chachamim ha-yoydim matzpuni ha-chachamim ha-choroz loy onas lohem. And all of the secrets were not hidden from them. Okay, we go back on top. I just felt it was very important that even to continue on the next paragraph of what the Maharal is going to continue with, we have to first appreciate the difference between day and night. You ever look under a microscope? Okay? You take it something, and before you look in the microscope, and then you look under the microscope, you're like, wow! You take a blade of hair, you put it under the microscope, looks like there's a whole highway going on there. You never think what's going on over in the blade of hair. It's mind-boggling. And that's all Chochmas and Nushi. I have a friend of mine, one of these brilliant type of people. You know, like normally when you learn with someone, you learn with Chavrusa, so you learn something, and then you like, you know, explain a little what's going on, then you go on to the next piece. That's how life works, right? You read, like we're doing now. So, I learned with him, the Chavrusa Shach didn't last too long. We learned, we read, and it continued. And I'm looking at him like, what's going on? What's it like? But he digested and he comprehended so quickly, so fast, that the time that it took to discuss, okay, let's speak about what we just learned, he already did that in his head. So he thought it was already, you know, I already don't understand it also like that. There was no need for him to discuss, you understand? He told me, he's the type of person that, you know, relaxes on the couch with like, you know, the astronomy of the book, you know. Just wanted to make it clear we understand what you're talking about. He told me he's gone through all the chachmas you can imagine. He says, nothing in the world compares to, I'm just talking about a person who lives right now, he actually lives right now in Phoenix. Nothing compares to Gemara. Nothing at all compares to Gemara. Sometimes a person will open the Gemara and say, oh, fine, you black Gemara. The depth of Gemara, the soidus of Gemara, the Pashat Prana Gemara, the Shakavatari Gemara. I'm not calling him Shlomo Melech, but Shlomo Melech says that I've seen everything and nothing else is there. This person is saying, I've been to the Chachmas, I've seen it, what I can understand, and there's nothing that compares to Chachmas HaTorah. Continues the Maharal on top of the page of Avki Min Haroi Shloi Lohoshiv Al Shelosim Klal. You know what the Maharal says? You know what? Maharal says we should not really even respond to their question. To their issues of how do you understand? Is it min tzavar? Is it min ha'ayrif? Where should you shech? Is it what's understanding behind this? Ki davar zeh mashe reitzim lasei siba mechayeves b'chol advarim, that this, that the philosophers want to give a specific reason for everything. Ilu hayinu royim shenostum lanu siba b'chol hadvarim hatvim habchusim me'oid. He says, if we would understand, if the world would know like we said earlier, the reasons for everything here in the physical world, why every single bone is what it is and where it is and how everything works, the signs, the doctors know everything? They don't. You know, I have a doctor. I have a friend of mine who's a doctor. You would think he is a prosecuting lawyer against doctors. He's retired now. The way he talks about what doctors, what do doctors know? He was a doctor for 40 years. And he says, what do doctors know? They assume it's this, it's that. And he was a very good doctor. That's what the Maharal is saying. The Maharal is saying, if we would understand how a blade of grass works, if we could understand how every single animal and every single creation that's created has specifically the amount of bones and joints and everything that is in that animal, from the tiniest frog, you know, there's a tiny little frog you could fit on like a quarter that has enough poison inside of it that can kill him. It could kill. You know about this, right?
The blue ones.
I don't have them. Baruch Hashem. I don't keep them around. I don't know what color they are. I don't stick around them.
Yeah.
But they're tiny like this.
He has them.
Yeah. Okay. You protect your house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Chachma, created that little tiny frog to protect itself with that poison. So the Maharal is saying, since we don't know all the Chachma of the Olam Hazeh, we're not forced to have to answer your questions of the depths of the secrets of the Torah. Nonetheless, says the Maharal, even though there's a difference between heaven and earth to what our conversations are about, between down here and up there, because the Dvar Matviyim, the natural things, are here in the world, and the Torah won't even find in the heavens. The Torah is from Olam Ha'Elyon. Nonetheless, the Maharal says, we're going to address this topic. Okay. So that was more of like an introduction. Ach, ein advarim kach, ki advarim hatviyim kimoi habalichayim vavatsmachim, the physical things, like the animals and the growth of the grass and everything that grows on the ground, ein noistim lanu siva v'tam. We don't have a clear reason for them. How is it possible for a person to understand that we have a sufficient answer and reason for every creature that exists in the world? How many sinews and how many limbs each one has, and its form, and so too for the vegetation. You see? You see what he says? Don't just accept everything that the doctors will tell you and the scientists. Because if they give a reason, it's one of a thousand. Vaf ashenosnu, enki emes haborer. Maybe it's not even 100% emes. K'may sheyedu l'misha ya'ayim v'devreim. Well, the one who really knows their things. Like I told you, like this doctor friend of mine. What do doctors really know, he said? Don't get me wrong. If I have chas v'shalom, if I'm not feeling, I go to a doctor and I trust what he says. Let me just pause for a second. You ever go to a doctor and he prescribes a certain medicine, and then you know he says, listen, if that doesn't work, we'll try a different medicine. You ever? Right?
That's what I say.
That's what you say. Okay. Right. Okay, our, if I may say, resident doctor on the share right now, right? Okay, resident because you're here right now.
Yeah.
All right. If it was clear cut, then it wouldn't be like we'll try this or that or this, right? It's this. No, there's no question, right? Kol shekein b'dvar melekiyim. Even more so, this is how we have to approach and understand with awe, with humility. With kol shekein b'dvar melekiyim v'hei ma mitzvah yisrael kiyos asher chiyuv. That we have to do the mitzvahs. Sometimes people look at mitzvahs and they say, you have to know all these details. You learn the Mishnah Brura, this and that and that. Come on. Does Hashem really care? You're a good Jew at heart. You ever hear these conversations? Right? Hashem loves you anyway. And then they'll ask, so what's the reason for all these specific details? And the simple answer, you ask the person, you ever play basketball? You ever play basketball? So, yeah, of course you play basketball. Who doesn't play basketball? So, in order to get the points, get the ball, has to go in the hoop. What happens if you get it stuck in the rim? Do you get any points for that? You got it so close, stuck in the rim. Absolutely not. It's very simple. It's in there, either in or out. It's not just that. If the buzzer, the shot clock rings beforehand, the ball will go in. You still don't get the points because there are rules. And if your foot is, if you're out of bounds, and you shot the game-winning shot, you also don't get the points. And if you're not behind the three-point line, and you thought you were, and you needed 3 points to win, you also don't get the 3 points. There are rules. And so too, the Torah HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rules, and this is a very important point now, and that's what we spoke about at length in the previous page. And even if it's a mitzvah derabanan, and even if it's a mitzvah deraisa that is expounded on by Chazal, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave Chazal the koyach, their chokhmah, to create and to define what the mitzvah is. And it's not chokhmas anushi. It's not our intellect. It's chokhmas ha-Torah. Kishem shlo neida gufoi v'Torah yasher hu kiyumoi v'olam hazeh lo neida al hashlemus. So again, he's discussing their lack of understanding this world, even more so the mitzvahs. V'im lo yhoye nivro al zeh ha-Torah, lo yhoye lo chiyusoi ushlemusoi ha-gufni shiyem mekuyim. We call shekein pa'ulois elakiyos hamevim es ha'odom elachayim enitzchiyim afim lo neida be'eze inyan. So when it comes to, we're on the top of page Kuf in the second column, when it comes to Ruchnius, the Torah HaKadosha, which includes Torah Shebaal Peh 100%, Afim lo neida be'eze inyan, v'loma heim be'inyan hazeh, even if we don't stand the mitzvahs, ain't zepel, that's not a wonder. And that's not a question we're obligated to answer. He says here in the bottom, Perush 18. That the first days are better days. Okay, so the Maral felt it important to tell us in different ways that when it comes to the physical world, the science, the doctors, they can't even give an answer to everything physically down here. You're going to come to ask questions on the spiritual? Tnan, the perik ein imdin. Now we go to brachas lamegim lamed beis, like we said in the introduction. Ho'aymir akan tzipa yegir rachamecho, va'al toiv yizocher shemecho, moidim moidim mishaskin oisai. Adkan. The Mishnah says as follows. A person who says on the Shluch, Mitzvah Shluch HaKan. Rashi explains in number 20, Rashi says, so Aimer Bitfilosoi, Al Kan Sibur Yagir Rachamecha. Person was Damish Shimon Esra, and he says, by Shluch HaKan, Yagir Rachamecha, the mercy should come to you. Anoshim Shohayu Marim Atzmum Kimis Chavnim Lahamik Beloshin Tachnunim. That it looks like they're intending to express supplications. So Aimer Rachum Vachanun Ato, you Hashem are so merciful. Well, Kan Sibur Yagir Rachamecha. Where is an expression of your mercy? Because you're so merciful for the bird that you give a mitzvah to shoo away the bird before one takes its eggs by the mitzvah Shluch HaKan. So what do we tell such a person? Mishasim. So we tell him, no, don't say that during Shemoneh Esrei. Don't that's incorrect. Don't do that. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Brachas, like I said, also a Mishnah in Megillah. Person says, Maidim, Maidim, like looks like he's bowing down to two different powers. Va'atoiv yizach Hashemecha, Nami. Now, on the good, we'll mention your name, Hashem. The mashma al ha'toivah, v'loy al ha'ra. So what does that sound like also? It sounds like they're two different powers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does good, he brings us the good. But if Rachman Litzlan is something that appears to us, and there are things in the world that are definitely appear to be negative and bad, oh, that can't come from Hashem. Well, what do we know? We know the opposite. We have to make a bracha on the ra, just like we make a bracha on the good. Because we accept everything comes from Hashem. Ela akan tzibar yigiyu rachamecha my time aloy. Pligi bo trey amoroi v'marofa. There's machlekes amoroim. This Gemara continues over there. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, and it's interesting because his bar plugta was Rabbi Yossi also bar Zvida. What's the reason why you can't say akan tzibar yigiyu rachamecha? That if he's davening a Shemoneh Esrei and he adds he wants to praise Hashem and he says that akan tzibar yigiyu rachamecha, that the bird that received your mercy, Hashem, we tell a person, no, you can't say that. Some learn that you say, you tell them afterwards, don't do it again. So it's machlekes as to why. What's going on over here? So chad al marbim neshe matil kin of meisib breishis. One opinion, doesn't say which one, is saying because you're creating jealousy in the creation, in Hashem's creation. Specifically over here by the bird, that's where you're saying Hashem has the mercy? What about the other animals? That's what you're saying? You're creating kin of Maisa Bereshis. You say Allah Oifais Chos Vala Behemas V'chayus Eina Chos. On the birds Hashem has compassion, but not on the animals. So you're creating kin of Maisa Bereshis. I saw Ben Yoda today. He says, the Ben Yoda asks, he says, what, the birds know there's jealousy? The birds have jealousy? What does that mean? The animals have jealousy? There's no jealousy. So, Apidarko Yishol Ben Yoda, I saw, he says like this. And what I'm about to tell you, it elevates a person's perspective and his outlook on the world. He says, it's not them. It's their sarim. It's the malachim that govern over them. What that means, I can't elaborate on. But the Ben Yayada is telling us, the Ben Yishchai, right? He's telling us that when you see these animals, they have something just like there's a malach for every single blade of grass, the Medrash says. And the malach says, gadel, and it grows. So when you see, when you come outside, and when you see Hashem's world, there's much more depth. You have to realize, look under the microscope. Which microscope? The one you can't buy on Amazon. It's a spiritual microscope. And you come to appreciate Hashem's world even greater. And another man, Amar, says, the reason why you stopped the Chazan when he's saying, Akan Sibra Gir Rachamecha, is because he's making Hashem's Hashem's mitzvahs, his midas means mitzvahs, Rashi says, as terachamim, merciful. But what are they? Einam elu gezeiros. They are gezeiros from Hashem. Now, there's a beautiful Rashi over here in Megillah. First, we'll see number 26. What are midosav? Mitzvosav. Who loyd lerachamim also. Hashem didn't give it lerachamim. We have to be careful. It doesn't mean to be merciful, but it does mean to be merciful. No, of course, we should be merciful with each other. But as the Maral will explain, it's not that we should be merciful to the bird. Let's continue with Rashi, and next time, next year, we're going to have to elaborate more on what's going on here. But what are the mitzvahs for? For us, for Klai Yisrael, V'shoimrei mitzvoisov, such a beautiful Rashi, as you approach Pesach. V'gezeiros chokoisov, ap edvar mishiyesh l'sotan l'akum, l'hoshiv aleim v'loimar matzarech v'mitzvah zu. That's Rashi and Brachos. What is the mitzvah for? Because the mitzvah is lohaydiya shem avado v'shoimrei mitzvoisov. When a person does a mitzvah, you know what he's doing? He's expressing, I am your servant Hashem. I'm here to serve you. Why? Because I'm doing your will. What, how do I know? How do? Because that's the mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. Who is mitzvah? Who commanded to do the mitzvah? Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do the mitzvah. So when you do the mitzvah, you're showing you accept Hashem as the melech. That's what takes place when a person does a mitzvah. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Now look at Loshen Megillah, Rashi Megillah also. He says in Chafei and Aleph, Ve'einon el gzeiris melech lehatil oleinu oiloi, and still over there, 26. The mitzvahs are Hashem's decree, lehatil oleinu oiloi, to put upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem upon ourselves, ulo haidia, and to make known, she'anachnu avadov v'shemrei mitzvaysov, that we are Hashem's servants and we guard His mitzvahs. Just like Rashi says in Chumash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says, that we should serve Hashem. We see in the parashas that we learn now. And Rashi says, Amnaskein Padisi Eschem. Amnaskein. I took you out on this condition, that you should be my Avadim. And the Mefarshim Rebbe Yoina, Roberto Zatzal, elaborates on this in the Sefer Lel Shimurim, that if we don't do the mitzvahs, and we don't accept Hashem as the Melech, that we are the Eved, then there's us going back to the Avdus of Paroi. What does it mean, the Avdus of Paroi? Paroi is long gone. Everybody knows that. But what does Paroi represent? Paroi represents not serving Hashem. And the way Rebbe Breda would give an example, he would say how the boss might call the person in to work longer hours and harder hours and not be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs properly. Amenatzkein pedisi eschem. I took you out, amenatzkein, to serve me, not to serve someone else. And that's what Rashi here is saying on the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, when you do a mitzvah, you are showing you're an Eved Hashem. Let's not just do mitzvahs by out of rote. You know, you do a mitzvah, okay, you put on tefillin. No. Especially tefillin. Tefillin is that sign that we're showing Hashem is our melech. And that's all the mitzvahs are, that you're accepting, you're showing Hashem. What's the reason? So we're seeing right now, a very simple reason. Gezeiras HaMelech. The king said to do it. Now, will we explain what's going on behind? Yes. And you know what? Our minds, our Seichel Anushi, gets a tremendous appreciation. And if I may say, that makes sense. That makes sense. You know what? Whether it makes sense or not is irrelevant. But we have connection. You know, I remember the first time I heard this Netziv of Shatnez, the Cain and Hevel, they're the farmer and the shepherd, and the two didn't get along, as we see what happened over here. So therefore, wool linen, we don't wear wool linen. I'm like, wow, beautiful. Oh, why is that a chayk? You see a reason. You know, it's a chayk. The Netziv is giving, and others before him give an explanation behind it. With our Seichel Anushi, we can appreciate this. It's not the reason behind it. We know the reason. I once heard that the astronauts had wool and linen woven in their suits, and then when they get out, when they went to outer space, it started separating. What that means, I can't tell you. I'm just telling you what I once heard. And let's just finish this paragraph. Don't say that Hashem gave the mitzvah to shoo away the bird So Hashem should have compassion on the bird. And that would create, and this is a very important theme the Maharal is going with, that would create a pirud. Pirud means separation in the creations. And why is that so important in Maharal's world? Why? In Maharal's explanation. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and everything has to be one. And if there's a pirud, if there's a separation, then that doesn't fit by Hashem. That doesn't fit by Hashem's approach of how He runs the world. That by the birds, He's giving rachim. What about the animals? Until the point where the world won't be one like this. Why specifically kansipa? What about the other animals, other creations? The vada im heim gzeirus shegoz v'chachmos v'kach ain't the kasha, ain't the kusha. It's definitely if it's because this is Hashem's decree. Okay, Hashem has his reasoning. Just like a father tells a child, "You had enough candy," and then he sees the child's pockets are full, and the father didn't even realize this when he said, "You have enough candy," and he empties both pockets full of candy. I'm sure this experience has been passed, right?
I've eaten a lot of candy.
Okay. This is a gzeira. She gozer bazeh dafka v'loy ba'acher. It's a gzeira. K'moy shehaminim mechulakim ba'atzmam shezeh min zeh v'zeh min acher. Kach yesh loymar b'min zeh noyeg davar zeh b'min zeh noyeg davar acher. So by a gzeira, it's a decree, when the father says something, the father has a reasoning for the child not to have any more candy. The child has no comprehension, doesn't understand at all. The child thinks the father is cruel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'avdil, in the mashal here, it's a gzeira. That's why by the bird, yes, and by the other animals, no. It's a gzeira. It's a gzeira samelech. Aval midas harachamim, listen to this now. But if you want to say, because it's midas harachamim, kol ma'isav ru'im l'rachmanas binyan echad, then Hashem's rachmanas should be equally everywhere. So why specifically on the bird, and what about the other animals? And there is now a separation and a differentiation in the creation. That you have in one place, if you want to say it's because that Hashem's mercy should come to the birds, that the birds shouldn't see, it's eggs being taken away. That's why you shoo away the bird. Because that's Hashem's rachamim. It sounds like that's such a nice thing. Says the Maharal, no, that's not pshat. That can't be the pshat. Because what about other aspects of the world with the animals, where it's not equal? It has to be an equal balance because Hashem is echad, Hashem is one. Okay, we just started the perek. We understood, I believe, what we spoke about here. The Maharal's attack, if you will, on the philosophers who ask the question as if to say we're entitled, where the Maharal says you think you can understand Hashem's mitzvahs, you don't understand even the physical world, but nonetheless, as the Maharal, we'll address it anyway. And as you pointed out when we paused the recorder, that it sounds similar to like the Rasha. The Rasha is not asking because he wants to know. The Rosh is asking because he's not asking. He's like making a statement. So what do we say? Hakesh Shinov. If you really have a question, you have a question. It's a good question. If you're sincere, you want to come serve Hashem better. And then we explained the difference between the different mitzvahs that we see as Gzeiras HaMelech when it comes to Shechita outside of Beis HaMikdash is by the neck, in the Beis HaMikdash Malika is by the ayurf, by the nape, in the back of the neck. What's going on over here? And then we brought down the Gemara of the Machlokes and the Mishnah, rather, and then the Gemara of what's the reason. Is it because Rabbi Yossi bar Avin or Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida? Because there shouldn't be any jealousy in the creation of in the creation of the world? Or is it because the mitzvahs, this is expressing the rachamim, veinam ela gezeris, that it's that, and the other Tana says no, it's not rachamim, it's just the gezeiros of Hashem, and Mr. Hashem will pick up next time.